Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It is Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Our guests today are both Republican candidates for Attorney General, Leslie Rutledge and David Sterling. They face off today in the first ever statewide Republican runoff. If you're familiar with these two in this race at all, you know there's not a lot of love lost between Rutledge and Sterling. In fact, the two are not particularly fond of one another. We spoke to both of them live earlier this morning on KNWA Today. Without further ado, take a listen. Joining me now is Leslie Rutledge. Thanks so much for taking time this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, heading into Election Day, what can you tell us? What are your feelings?
We are feeling great. We've got a statewide grassroots network. We finished up May 20th, 47%. We were leading the pack in the primary. We took that same momentum through the runoff. We've raised over $100,000 in less than 3 weeks. We have people across the state making phone calls, knocking on doors. We've hit probably 10,000 doors in Arkansas. And we are just hoping to, you know, people will turn out today. That's what I just encourage everyone to go vote. We feel great going into today's election. The polls open in a little over an hour. And so I just encourage people to get to the polls today.
As far as ideologies go, yourself and David Sterling, very similar in that respect, but the fight has really been over experience. It's been a very, very heated battle so far. What can you tell folks about what's been going on in the last 3 weeks leading up to this runoff? There's been a lot of out-of-state money pouring into this race as well for your opponent.
There has been, but, you know, the race is about experience, and the Attorney General's office is about experience. I've had experience as a prosecuting attorney, putting criminals behind bars, working for Governor Mike Huckabee, advising state agencies, and being the lawyer for the Republican National Committee when we fired Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. And so when this out-of-state money started pouring in the numbers of upwards of $1 million, attempting to discredit me and discredit my record as a lawyer and to link me to to some of the, you know, the Democratic leaders, I was appalled. My base was appalled, and it's really turned people off. And it's disappointing that D.C. Beltway bandits think they can come in and spend $1 million to try to buy the AG's race. I've told them, and I will tell them again through, you know, if I'm elected, that the Arkansas Attorney General's office is not for sale, so they just need to keep their money. And that's, to me, that's the important thing. And my opponent has refused to denounce their lies. And, again, it goes back to experience and responsibility. Yeah. And we need an attorney general who's has the right experience and is responsible.
Leslie, let me ask you this really fast. There's been a couple of accusations on both sides of this race. You have said that your opponent has taken money from the pornography industry. He actually represented a lingerie store in Little Rock, Cupid's. He says this, his word was despicable, attacking his character. What do you have to say about that? Do you stand by that it's the pornography industry and that he just represented a lingerie store in Little Rock?
I think it's despicable that he would just call it a lingerie store. This is not Victoria's Secret. This is a place that sells adult novelty items. They've always sold triple X pornography in their stores. Even in the pleadings that my opponent wrote, it addressed these items. And so, again, I think it's just another example of his being dishonest. And voters deserve that. And they should know that the Attorney General is going to be responsible for overseeing a division that goes after internet predators that seek to harm our children, whether or not that individual had been a paid lawyer for the exact industry that promotes pornography.
And Leslie, I'm sorry to cut you off there. We're running out of time. I've got one quick question. Answer it very quickly for me. It's been a very, very heated race between yourself and David Sterling. If David Sterling comes out on top tonight, are you willing to endorse him and support him throughout the race for the general election?
Well, we feel great going into today's election. I think that tomorrow I will be the Republican nominee for Attorney General, and I will be working to, you know, help elect other Republican candidates and working with the team and hoping that we have Asa Hutchinson as governor and Tom Cotton as senator.
Sure, but will you support Mr. Sterling if he does win the nomination tonight?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, and we feel confident, and that'll be something that we will cross that bridge when we get there.
All right. Thank you very much. Leslie Rutledge, Republican candidate for Attorney General. The second candidate on the ballot there, David Sterling. He joins us live now on KNWA Today. So thanks so much for taking time this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. All right, let's get straight into it. 3 weeks for the runoff race here. It's been a very heated race between yourself and Ms. Rutledge so far. How do you feel going into tonight?
I feel really good. I mean, I don't have any regrets on anything that I've done in this campaign. I mean, we've just left it all on the field right now, and now it's in the hands of the voters and hands of the Lord. You know, I just, you know, I've tried to run a very positive campaign myself for the last 16 months, and try to glorify God in every opportunity with what I've done. And I can't control what the third parties do, but, you know, I've run a very positive campaign, and now, like I say, it's in the hands of the voters, in the hands of the Lord, and whatever they decide, I'm good with. I've got a peace about myself right now, and I'm hoping that it's victory, though. That's what I'm looking forward to tonight.
And, David, let me ask you this. It's interesting that you brought that up with the outside groups. There's been a lot of back and forth from yourself and Ms. Rutledge. She's attacked you on representing Cupid's Lingerie down in Little Rock, saying that you represent the pornography industry. You said that's despicable. On the other side, though, you talk about these third-party groups. Let's see. One of them is Judicial Crisis Network has been supporting part of your campaign through financial means as far as those ads go. One of them says, Leslie Rutledge stands with Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Eric Holder on the Stand Your Ground law. Do you think it's fair to pit her not as a conservative and as a liberal, as most of your ideologies kind of stay the same a little bit?
Well, I haven't seen anything inaccurate in the ads. Now, the way it's presented, I can't, you know, I can't coordinate with these groups.
Sure.
How they present those facts is not up to me or anything like that. And the fact of the matter is, and saying that she thinks that Arkansas law is fine, Arkansas's current duty to retreat is fine, and that she didn't see any need in the Stand Your Ground law. I mean, we were on Larry Henry's show last July whenever she said, point blank, that she thought that she was good with Arkansas's current duty to retreat. So saying that she has the same position on that as Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Eric Holder is 100% accurate. Now, I can't, you know, that's the way they wanted to present it, and that's fine, but I mean, there's nothing that they've said that's inaccurate about that, because it is the same position as the liberals in Washington.
All right, David, this has been a very, very heated race. We've talked about that. I've spoken with you before about 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. Here's a question for you. The back and forth between you and Ms. Rutledge, if she wins tonight, are you willing to support her in the race for in the race in November against Nate Steele for Attorney General?
Quite honestly, I haven't even thought about that. I mean, I'm not planning on losing tonight, and we'll explore that after the race is over. But, you know, I think that her attacks on me and my morality, you know, I've been married now for 22 years to my wonderful wife, Deanie. I've got an 11-year-old daughter. I've gone to Fellowship Bible Church here in Little Rock for the last 20 years. I've taught in the Learning Center there, taught kids and stuff. I sing in my church choir. I lead Bible studies in my own home. And to sit here and come out and start talking about, you know, that David Sterling takes money from the pornography industry and all this kind of stuff, it's absolutely a total lie and fabrication, and it's like you said, it's despicable. And you know, I'm not comfortable with having to explain to my 11-year-old daughter what the definition of pornography is.
Sure. And David, I don't mean to cut you off there. I want kind of an answer to this question though. Are you willing to support a Democrat over a Republican in the race for Attorney General if you do lose tonight?
I can't imagine that happening.
Okay. All right, David Sterling, thank you so much. I appreciate your time this morning.
That'll do it for another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. Join us Thursday, where our guest will be Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross. For Director Jeff Campbell, I'm J.R. Davis. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.